Dust off that old Nintendo 64. It's time to go back to the 90s. I'm your chillin' like Bob Dylan host, Darian. Coming up, we are going back to the year 1997.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I am the father.
It was Thursday on March 13th, 1997. President Bill Clinton had everything under control in the White House, but not so much his coordination. The following day, he tripped and fell and tore his knee, which required surgery. I guess Thursday the 13th is also bad luck. Also, bad news for the Spice Girls. Their number one hit, Wannabe, was seeing its last week on the top of the Billboard charts. Howard Stern had his Private Parts new in theaters, along with Walt Disney's picture, Jungle to Jungle. But neither was a match for the juggernaut re-release of Star Wars Episode V. The Empire Strikes Back, holding on to that number one spot with a tight Jedi grip and not letting go. And NBC was not letting go to must-see TV with an all-new Friends, Suddenly Susan, Seinfeld, and The Naked Truth. And the truth is, I'm out of here, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna get some more games for my Nintendo 64. Catch you next time on another 90s Flashback.